I know that would be better. Nobody wants to be in hell. But a lot of people are going to be there. All because they've not made Jesus Lord and Savior of their life. It's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. Anybody that will come to Jesus and say, Father, in Jesus' name, I believe Jesus died on that cross for me. I believe He paid the price for my sins. I believe He did that for me. I ask You, Father, in Jesus' name, to forgive me of those sins and come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe Jesus did all this for me. If you do that, and you believe that, and you voice that with your mouth, believe it in your heart, the Word of God says you're saved. Now He says that you're saved. Now go begin to read the Word of God, study, learn who you are, and start doing some wonderful things for the Lord, realizing He's on your side now. He has forgiven you for all your past sins and started you out on a brand new slate. It's clean. Pure. Put a white robe on you. Taking you out of the kingdom of hell. Put you into the kingdom of light. You're now a child of God. You're on God's side. Now when you read the Word, you become an obedient child. When you become obedient, you read the Word, study the Word, and all these wonderful gifts and rewards are yours. Everything that God has provided. What a blessed life of life and long life and health and prosperity can we have if we'll just do what He says. But you have to do everything He says, not part of it. You've got to do it all. So, are you ready to stand before God? Well, if you're not, you need to get ready. And you need to realize that if anyone's work is burned, well, so don't do any work that's going to be burned. Do everything that's going to last. Do things for Christ. Don't do nothing for yourself. Do things for the kingdom of God and for Christ. And if you do, your work will stand the test. But are we ready for that day? It's going to happen to every one of us. As you think on these things, you will want to work hard for the Lord. I mean, as you work hard for Him, you will actually be building your position of rank in the kingdom of heaven forever. You know, on this earth, when I went into the military years ago as a young man, just before I went to Vietnam in the early 60s, I was one of the first ones over there. But when I went into the military, I went in there with no stripes, no rank. No, I mean, I was nothing. Basic nothing. I didn't want to stay a basic nothing. So there was a criteria there that you could meet that you could reach a different rank. You had to study and prepare and do all kinds of things. And if you would do those things, you could get another stripe. So as you worked hard, did all the things that required, first thing you know, they put a stripe on you. And then if after a little bit of time when you studied and worked hard, they'd put another stripe on you. And then another one, and another one, and another one, and so forth. Unless you went in, if you had some college to start off with, which I didn't have at the beginning. I had to do that after I got out of the military. But if you had college and you could meet the criteria, you could go in as an officer. And, of course, then you started out as the basic officer. And then you built up step by step. And, of course, you could go all the way up to a four-star general. So, very few people ever obtained those kind of ranks. That's kind of the way it is in the kingdom. We all start out as basics. And then as we study and work and diligently do what God says in His Word, we're building our positions of rank in the kingdom. Do you want to be a basic all of your life, a buck private in the kingdom of heaven forever? Or would you like to be one of God's generals? He says in Revelation 3:20, He says, to them that overcome on the earth, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne. He said, I was an overcomer on the earth, and my Father let me sit with Him in His throne. So He said, if you overcome, I will allow you to sit with me in my throne. Well, now, how would you like to be blessed with that privilege? Well, I tell you, it would be wonderful. And somebody's going to get those positions because he promised those to all those that are overcomers. How are you going to be an overcomer? You're going to work hard. You're going to work diligently. You're going to study God's word. You're going to really study it. You're going to walk in it. You're going to meditate on it day and night. You're going to believe it. You're going to act on it. You're going to do what it says. And if you will do what it says, you will be able to see the King do great and mighty things through you. His rewards will be great. So, as you think about all these wonderful things, it will make you want to work very hard for the kingdom of God. As you work hard for Him, you will be going from that buck private to another position and another one and another one. And then if it's so is in God's will and plan for you, that you might be one of His generals. Wow. I can only imagine what it would be like to be a general in the Lord's army. Wow. That's my goal. I want to be just like Jesus. Why is that my goal? Because that's the goal He set for us in His Word. He said that's what He wants us to be like. So that's my goal because it's His goal. And that's why I want to be like that. So we're building our position of rank of service in the kingdom. You know, there was a couple of the apostles wanted to sit on His right and His left. He said that was not within His power to give them that. But it was the Father. Well, it's still the Father's position to do that. So we want to see God do these great and mighty things and give us these positions of rank. Now then, when will this judgment take place? You're going to be receiving God's rewards all during your life on this earth. Your reward of long life, that's if you obey Him. Your reward of health, that's on this earth, that's if you obey Him. Your reward of prosperity and blessing, that's if you obey Him. Tithe, go to church, do everything. Give to others that have needs. But when will this judgment that He's talking about take place? Let's see what the Word says about this. This judgment will take place when Jesus returns, the Scripture says. Let's go to Matthew 16, verse 27. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27 says, "For I, the Son of Man, shall come with my angels in the glory of my Father, and I will judge each person according to his deeds." He's going to come with these mighty angels. And He says, "And may the Lord make your love to grow and overflow to each other." Now, that scripture I just read to you, that was in, Matthew 16, 27, as to when this judgment is going to occur. The Lord's going to come at the end, and He will come with His angels, and He will judge each one. And then over here, in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, He says, "And may the Lord make your love to grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love does toward you. This will result in your hearts being made strong, sinless, and holy by God our Father, so that you may stand before Him guiltless on that day, when our Lord Jesus returns with all those who belong to Him." Now He, the King, is coming back to this earth. He's coming back for His children. So when He comes back for you, are you going to be ready? I would hate to think about Jesus coming in and I was not ready. I had not prepared myself. I had not done anything for Him. But He says, In 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and may the Lord make your love to grow and overflow. Now, that's what our love should be doing. Our love should be growing and overflowing to each other and to everyone else, just as our love does toward you. Because this will result in your hearts being made strong. Well, I want a strong heart. And he says, in your heart will be sinless. Well, now that's definitely what I want. I want my heart to be sinless. I don't want any darkness in my heart whatsoever when the king comes back. Now, he says here clearly, he says that your heart will be made strong, sinless, and holy. Well, that's another thing I want my heart to be. I want to be holy when the Lord comes. I don't want any sin anywhere. And by our Lord, by our God, our Father, so that you may stand before him guiltless. Have you ever had to stand before a judge? A couple times I've had to in my life. As a young man, I used to drive fast. And when I'd have to stand before a judge, I wasn't guiltless. But in later life, a couple of times, I have had to stand before a judge, and I was guiltless. They did not prove me guilty, although they thought they were going to do something, but they'd done something in error, and since I knew what my rights were, I stood before a judge with everything, and I came out clean. So this is the way I want to stand before God, guiltless. I don't want any guilt whatsoever. I want to stand before him guiltless on that day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns with all those who belong to him. Now, what does that mean, those who belong to him? Well, I believe right now the Word of God teaches that as each one of us die, we leave our flesh here, but our spirit and souls go to be with the Lord. One day he's coming again, and he's coming again for those that are left on this earth. He tells us that in 1 Corinthians. He tells that in 1 Thessalonians. He says the Lord is going to come for his own. So when he does, he's going to come, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then those which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with the Lord. So I believe he's going to bring the spirits and souls of those that's already gone home back and put them in a glorified body as he takes those that are alive and remain at that time to go to be with him. What a blessing it would be to be alive when the king comes. But if I'm not alive when he comes, here, fleshly, I will be alive with him in heaven, because each one of us that are his children, that are walking in obedience to his word, we have eternal life. And by having eternal life, we shall never die. So, the king's coming to judge. Whatever you do, make sure you're ready when he does come.
These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106 or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.